Alistair McGowan.
This is the untold story of the most daring bombing raid since the Dam Busters. The RAF's opening attack of the Falklands War, designed to strike terror into the hearts of the Argentinians. It was a secret, but very British, mission. The crew has never seen action before.
Is that difficult?
I must admit, I didn't like the idea of doing it.
And all they have is an aging British bomber. It will be the longest bombing raid in history, if they succeed. With the news that Argentina had seized the Falkland Islands, Britain's military bases were put on high alert.
At precisely 10:15 this morning, HMS Invincible, flagship of this extraordinary fleet, slipped her moorings...
At RAF Waddington, they watched Britain's mighty task force set sail to recapture the islands.
Stinky Finger and Icky Bats sat on two tree stumps at the edge of the Silver Forest, looking down at the snow-covered city. They were thinking about the days before the Spoonheads arrived in their space hoovers and sucked up all the grown-ups.
I miss Mum and Dad sometimes, said Icky.
I don't, replied Stinky. They were always going on at me. Every single Christmas they made me change me undies.
What's wrong with that?
Asked Icky.
I'm very attached to my undies, replied Stinky.
Traditional fishing is in crisis. Most of the UK fishing fleet is made up of small boats that have been fishing responsibly for generations. These boats are the lifeblood of our coastal communities, and they're going bust. Yet big fishing businesses are still turning huge profits, while many of our remaining fish stocks are being driven towards collapse. EU fishing law is not just failing our fish, it's failing our fishermen too.